This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
I went back to the St. Helens Town Hall because I wanted to learn more about the economy here and why these voters, most of whom have been members of the Labour Party, which supported remaining in the EU, voted to leave. I found Mike Palin. He's the chief executive of the St. Helens Council, and he's also an economist. He's only 35, but since he's been in the job here, he's dealt with unemployment, budget cuts, and austerity measures. Here's Mike.
St. Helens was an industrial town, so if you walk up the stairs of our town hall, you will see three stained glass panels. One shows metallurgy, one shows chemicals industry, one shows glass making. And we were a centre for those three industries, so companies like Pilkington's and Beecham's, global brands, came from this town. Those industries, along with coal mining, died in the 1980s into the 1990s. So around 20,000 people in glass lost their job. Thousands in coal mining lost their job, yet St. Helens has come through that period. Our unemployment rate is not too bad, and we've got very, very positive things going on in terms of the future economy in St. Helens.
What's the unemployment rate?
The unemployment rate varies between 6% and 9%, so it's above the national average. We have a particular issue with youth unemployment, but that's common across all of Europe. But also in Northern England. So we do have issues around underemployment as well. So it's the people who are not employed full time is a particular concern.
And when you look at the big industries here, I know you all are interested in sort of making this a logistics center. Where does the majority of employment break down?
So retail and wholesale is the biggest employer in St. Helens, and that's common across many areas. We're still particularly strong in manufacturing. National average manufacturing employs around 11%. We're still up there in 17, 18%. Logistics is the big growth area. We expect in the next 6 months 3 million square foot of new logistics development within the borough to come forward for planning applications. The reason for that is that Liverpool has got a deep water berth that is just about to open. The Panama Canal opened just a few days ago. It means that Liverpool becomes the port of entry into Western Europe, and for a logistics operator, they want to be people and port-centric. So if you come in 20 miles from the port, you can serve a population of 35 million people. So St. Helens, we've got a great opportunity that we can grasp now.
You just said it would be the port of entry for Western Europe. Isn't that a big problem now?
And that's one of the concerns we've got. There's institutional investors, are they less likely to invest in the new developments that we were expecting over the months ahead? Have they got less confidence in the market? The UK is still a big market, so we would hope that these logistics operators that would have been serving the UK market would still want to come to St. Helens because it's more economical for them to do so. But if they are part of the supply chains for big manufacturers, so Jaguar Land Rover employs 5,000 people not too far from here, what will their investment decisions be in the future? NSG is a Japanese company. It has two factories globally that produce a tiny spun glass cord, and every motor vehicle in Western Europe has that part manufactured here in St. Helens in its tyres because it's the only production facility outside of Japan that makes that part. It's a Japanese company, however, and if they don't have access to Western European car manufacturing markets, will they reconsider being located in St. Helens? We have to wonder what those companies will do in the future.
Are you worried?
Not particularly worried, because we think that St. Helens has got a bright future. What we are worried about is that there was European funding for programs to get people into work. What happens to that funding? There's a complete lack of clarity over what will happen to that funding over the next 2 to 4 years.
This is a working class area. It's been a labor area. Why do you think they voted to leave?
I think there's an issue about people feeling left behind. So there's been a very strong narrative around the London and Southeast economy in the UK. That is the dominant economy in the UK. There's been a strong cities narrative for the last 5 years or so. But we sit in between two cities. So what has this narrative, this growth narrative, meant for a place like St. Helens? That's not been articulated particularly well. Agglomeration does not mean everything goes into cities. It means that there are some things that can exist outside of cities, and maybe the narrative needs to change slightly, because you cannot have the 1 kilometre-long production line of Pilkington's in a city centre, but you can have it in a place like St. Helens.
So how do you then go out and rewrite that narrative and sort of assert a place for St. Helens in a larger economy?
I think the first thing to say is we're a real place. St. Helens is a real town. So we want to start selling ourselves more and talking about our strengths. So we want there to be more manufacturing here. Obviously, we've got to be debated now, but we know we've got industries that can come here and we want to start talking ourselves up more.
Right now, how do you manage a place that is seemingly at so many fundamental odds?
We believe we're at a crossroads anyway. So we've done a lot of work within the council and we're now sharing that with our partners to say we have to choose our own future. We have to be adaptive and innovative in what we do and control our own destiny. So we're very clear that we have a future and that we're going to plan for that. And that's how you manage things. So we're not necessarily focused on tomorrow, but we're focused on 2025, 2033 and key years, 2033 being the year that High Speed 2 should come not too far from here. So we're planning ahead on that basis. In 5 years, we would like to have a sustainable health and social care system. That's one of the things that we'd want to have here. But as a place and as an economy, we'd like to be recognised as a sort of a growth pole between Manchester and Liverpool with a strong manufacturing industry, strong logistics, but also arts and culture. We're investing heavily over the next few years in the arts and cultural sector.
Has austerity hurt St. Helens?
It has. So this local authority has lost £73 million from its budget since 2010. By 2020, we'll have lost about £110 million from our annual budget. We've been through our cuts processes. We've trimmed away all the efficiencies, and we will have to look at discretionary services and see whether we can sustain them. So it has impacted on St. Helens. But again, we're still a positive place. We still want to invest in our future, and we think we will still be here in that future.
That was Mike Palin, Chief Executive of the St. Helens Council.